What's going on, Sarah G?
Hey, what's up, bro?
So let's just get right in today with the Daily Truth Bomb.
Okay, here's a good one. I got an interesting question today.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this advisor and he says, I got 400 clients, but they're not the kind of client that I want in the future. It was the people from 15 years ago when I started out selling insurance policies or A-share mutual funds, and now I'm looking for AUM and I'm looking for the doctors and the business owners now. But before it was like,
you mean basically when they started out before they were on that doctor plan, basically if you had bones in an x-ray, they talked to you.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So, like they would do business with anybody, right?
They basically are a collector, a museum. They collect things.
That's right.
Collecting
so
different kinds.
You guys got like 400 clients, right?
Okay.
And he's like, I want to market, but I can't get referrals from these clients because they're Joe from the block. It's not like the business owner with 50 employees that lives in the hoity-toity part of town, right?
Yep.
And he's like, moreover, I don't have time to be writing content. And which I have to give it to him because I hate it when advisors get kind of roped into that. Like I see this all the time that they think they can write blogs, but they really just end up not having the time to do it. They get writer's block, they get busy, and then it's like this whole waste of money and everything. That's like, I hate doing business with clients like that. So everybody, if you're listening to me, don't be dishonest with yourself about what your limitations are in marketing. So that I have to give to him, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to this guy? He wants to get new clients, but he's got these 400 clients that he doesn't have a good base for referrals.
Yep. I mean, first thing I would say to this guy is like, you know, who is it that you want to serve, right? What type of clients and what would perfect look like to you? Okay, great. Whatever that is. Maybe it's you want to work with executives that are empty nesters and you want to work with, you know, business owners that have under 10 employees and that's who you want to work with. Great.
All right. Let's say it was business owners, right?
Okay. Let's say it's business owners. First thing I would do is, listen, I would start with what I got before I go get anything else. I would go through this 400 clients and do like a review of them. Like, which of these people is their opportunity for me to go and see if there's something within there that I could do more with and that I could gauge on a different level, that I could offer some more value. I'd start there and see if they could introduce me to business owners. If you don't have that, okay, so let's say the 400, there's nobody there, but you got to keep
that. Hold on, bro. Is that a load of BS that he says that? There's nobody? I don't know who these 400 people are. Like, how do you do business with 400 people that you can't go back to them and then say, hey, do you value and appreciate my service?
Yeah.
Do you know, like 400 people and no one in those 400 knows anybody rich?
I find it really hard. That's a lot. 400 clients is a lot. So this tells me that one, this particular client, this particular advisor or prospective client, he doesn't have any process to go deep with these people because the reality of it is like, if just let me loose on those 400 clients and I'm going to have 400 conversations and I'm going to ask, here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask three questions. Here's question number one, Mr. and Mrs. Client, if we were sitting back 3 years from now, looking at your finances, your planning, and the things that are going on in your life, if we were sitting back looking at it, what are the things that we need to do together so that you feel like it was the best use of our time working together professionally? And then shut up. Let them tell you. They're going to tell you exactly what they want. Cool. Then you're going to ask a follow-up question. Currently, what are the things that we, if assuming you have a we, if it's just a you, what are the things that I am doing for you that you find most valuable? They're going to tell you. Da, 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 da. Great. Now you can ask a follow-up question that goes like this. Is there anybody that you know right now that you think could benefit from those things that you found most valuable? And that is just kind of positioning it. And then the follow-up is, and I'll be quiet as you can chime in, the follow-up is, I want to let you know that I will always make time to talk to people that you care about if you think I can help them. And then be quiet. Those three framing questions and then that positioning, there's no way you won't get more opportunities out of 400 clients you know what the hell to do with.
The third question is weird because I feel like it's too open-ended. Like right now, Eric, what would you do if I came to you and I said, yeah, Eric, you know, you read my daily newsletter. You know, I know a lot about LinkedIn marketing. Who in your network would need help with their LinkedIn? Like, you'd be like, I don't know. And then like the demons start to like come into your mind of like, yeah. Oh, I gotta think about this right now. Like, oh my gosh, my kid, like, did I forget to pack ham in my kid's sandwich today for lunch?
Yeah, yeah, it's not
my
actionable.
My wife's car, you know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff, the distractions and the interference, like, yeah, right? They kind of cut.
But that's why, like, to me, you're right, right? It's not an easy question to be immediately. And that why, to me, this needs to be done in repetition. So, like, the reality is what's going on with our clients is we are all fighting weapons of mass distraction, which are these devices. We're competing with Netflix and Amazon and Facebook and whatever the hell else is.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, we cannot keep up with them, okay? So the reality of it is that that's why you got to have repetition. And you better say something that's interesting. So if you got 400 clients, you better be having a conversation with them. You better be seeing how you can deliver value, and you better be doing it consistently. So I agree with you. I find it hard to believe that there's not gold in 400 clients somewhere.
I agree. Totally.